The title of this artwork is Brisbane 1830. The artist is Cedric Flower. It is an oil painting on masonite. The artist made it in circa 1965. It is a long rectangle, 56.5 centimetres high by 102.5 centimetres wide, with a brown wooden frame that has a gold inner edge. This work features a daytime view of the penal colony from the south side of the Brisbane River. Only two buildings from this period remain today, both featured in this painting: the Commissariat Store on William Street and the Windmill on Wickham Terrace. This painting is based on an etching from 1931 by a now unknown artist and painted much later by Flower around 1965. In Flower's iteration, he took some creative license, adding people and enhancing the colour used in the original artwork. The colours are murky and muted greens, yellows and blues. You are viewing the landscape from an elevated perspective, out and over two horizontal embankments with rolling grassy hills and the river between. The river curves around on your right-hand side away from you. It is an expansive, sparse and still panorama. The details, including people, buildings and boats, are very small and spread out. The oil paint is translucent and layered. The top half of the painting is the sky. It is pale yellow and green with some small clouds in a darker shade of the same colours. The lower half is the landscape. Along the back embankment, atop a hill on your left-hand side, is the windmill on Wickham Terrace. It is white with four blades and is newly built. The windmill was completed in 1828. Halfway down this hill is a dirt road running the full length of the bank. There is a horse and cart going along it. There are around 15 buildings dotted along the road, the river, and in the distance. Towards the end of the bank near the bend in the river is a stately building. It is light brown in colour with a grey roof. This building is the Commissariat Store. In front of this building is a row of evenly spaced palm trees that go to the end of the dirt road. Going down the river from left to right, there are two longboats with oars and a smaller vessel in between. The boats are all on the right side of the river, from just before the middle of the painting onwards. In the river bend, there is a larger sailboat with white sails and a red flag with the Union Jack in the right-hand corner. This is the Red Ensign, a flag flown in this period by British merchants or passenger ships. Another smaller boat is going along the bend into the distance. The embankment along the lower edge of the painting has people and trees, but no other features. On your left-hand side by the river is the back of a seated person fishing. They are wearing blue and white clothes and a yellow hat. To the left of centre, there is a small rise in the hill and there are three Aboriginal people and a baby standing and seated on the side. On your far right, diagonally opposite the sailboat, another person is fishing. They are standing and dressed in red and white. The artist has signed his name in full, Cedric Flower, in orange along the bottom left-hand corner. The late Cedric Flower was born in Sydney, New South Wales, in 1920 and died in 2000. He was a painter, illustrator, cartoonist and writer born in Sydney in 1920. Although best known as a painter and illustrator of historical subjects, he had cartoons in Australia National Journal and in Australia Weekend Book 7, 1942, during the Second World War. This artwork was a gift of the City Hall Historical and Arts Committee, 1965, to the City of Brisbane Collection, Museum of Brisbane.